I have to say, that sounded pretty darn amazing. All of those songs are just phenomenal. I think I'm at a place where this is my favorite place to sing and to worship with you guys. It's just so sweet. So I struggled late into the afternoon yesterday with what to say today. A lot on our minds, and so I had all this information, and I ended up on Psalm 138, and now I kind of see why. After singing those songs, I'm kind of, okay, Lord, thank you. Prayed and just wasn't sure where to go. Last week we talked about the fool and the faithless, the fool that thinks he could set up his life for many years ahead, and God required his life that night. No one cuts a life short. God requires life on his time frame. And then the faithless, that one who is concerned about all those life-sustaining things. In our passage of Scripture, it talked about food and clothing. And what we don't read into that and understand is that food and clothing to them in their day was life-sustaining. And so Jesus rightfully said in Luke 12, with all your anxiousness, you can't add 1 hour to your life. If you can't do as small a thing as that, as small a thing as add 1 hour to your life, if you can't do that, why are you so concerned about all the life-sustaining things like food and clothing? Oh, you of little faith. And it's easy to get sucked into adding hours or days to my life or to others. It's easy to plot a course to sustain my life through those years ahead. I work hard for that. So with that in mind, none of us want to be the fool. None of us want to be the faithless. We understand and rest in the fact that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Creator, saves our life. He is in complete control, and I will not go anywhere from this planet until He says, I require your life tonight. And you and I can rest. We can rest in that. So, in Psalm 138, it looks like it's saying, give thanks to the Lord. And it is. But my subtitle for this psalm would be true thankfulness. True thankfulness. We throw around the word thankful a lot. We're all thankful for the Lord. But this is a litmus test, so to speak, of true thankfulness. So, verse 1. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name, and your word. So King David writes this song, and the Lord has told him, sing me a new song. And so the Lord delights in David writing new songs. And so David writes a song, and it's about thankfulness, true thankfulness to the Lord. And so true thankfulness is when we thank Him and we sing praises like we just did with our whole heart. We sing to Him, we thank Him, we are praising Him with everything we have, with our whole heart. And we are humble. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name. So we are humble. We're bowed down. He would literally prostrate himself toward the temple, wherever he was. He, the king, would humble himself, get on his face before the Lord, giving thanks with his whole heart. He would write new songs, songs of praise to the Lord because of the Lord's steadfast love and his faithfulness. The Lord's steadfast love, his chesed, that loving kindness, merciful love, it never ends. And his faithfulness. God is faithful. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. And those are two things to be very thankful about. Those are two things that go on display, exalted above everything, every problem, every situation, every other so-called God, every leader, every nation. There's two things that are exalted and have been exalted for over 2,000 years. That is God's name and God's word. And they're really not separable. God's name is only exalted because of God's word. And you just don't throw out a name without some meaning behind it. You just don't throw out a name without someone understanding who it is and what they do and how they act. And the name of God and the word of God combine, and they show us his ways of steadfast love, his faithfulness, his redemption, his salvation, his love. God has exalted above every other thing, his name and his word. And so David says, I, the king, I bow down to him, and with my whole heart, my whole being, I sing praises to you. I thank you. True thankfulness. David the king, the mightiest man in the nation. But in verse 4, now he moves us to all the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord. The Lord's goodness is not just confined to Israel. The prophet David is speaking that this will go to the Gentiles. All the kings of the earth. every nation, every people, every tribe, all the kings of the earth, every president, every dictator, all the kings of the earth will one day, if they don't now, they will one day, they will give you thanks, O Lord. Notice why. They have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Great is His name, His glory, the glorious name of Jesus, Jehovah, the Father. All the kings of the earth will likewise give thanksgiving, and they will likewise sing praises. They will sing of the ways of the Lord. So, it has come to us now. It is here. It is here in our nation. Someday every king and every president of our nation, will sing and praise and give thanks to the Lord Almighty, the Creator, through Jesus. Not just because of His name, I believe in God, I sing praise to God, but because of His name and His Word. And they will sing of the ways of the Lord. So let me suggest to you and to us, it's never enough to just stop with, I believe in God. That'll never get you anywhere. There are gods everywhere. That will get you nowhere. And it is never just enough to be somewhat familiar, to read His Word. That's amazing. And I want you to do that so badly. I want you to be a person of the Word. I want you to be a student of the Word. But those things will lead you to the ways of the Lord, because He works, because He lives, because He moves, because He has ways that He works. And I want you to know the ways of the Lord. Debbie read you from Chronicles. If you humble yourself and seek His face and turn from your wicked ways. I said, that's the way of the Lord. This is the way of the Lord. Humble yourself. Seek Him. Turn from your wicked ways. That's His way. You won't get there. He will heal our land. We won't get there any other way. There's not another path. There's not another way. We need to know the ways of the Lord. So we magnify His name, we glorify His name because we are students of His Word and we learn His ways. All the kings of the earth will give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth, and they will sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Can you picture a choir full of every king, every president, Russia, China, America, North Korea? Throughout time, Karl Marx, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. Can you picture the day when they will stand before the Lord and know? They will take a knee before the Lord and know He is above all things. It's beautiful, verse 6. Though the Lord is high, He is. He regards the lowly, but the haughty He knows from afar. This is key. It's the same thing Debbie read to us a little bit ago. Humble yourself. I bow down towards your temple. This is how it's done. Though the Lord is really high, He regards the lowly, the humble. So kings must humble themselves before the Lord. And you and I must humble ourselves before the Lord. The word regards right there. Really, you could say or write in your margin that He attends to the lowly. The Lord attends to you in your need, in your time. Though He's very high, these are the ones He comes to. These are the ones He comes next to. It's those who humble themselves before Him. Those who are lowly. He will attend to you, but the haughty. And that means kind of the proud or the boastful, the one that likes to talk a lot about who He is and what He does. And He's maybe even a bit arrogant at times. He's haughty. He's doing it all. His chest is out. He knows from afar. He knows from afar. So you'll never get to the attending of the Lord with yourself, in your boasting, in your speaking, in who you are and what you've done. You'll never get to Him that way. He'll never attend to you that way. He attends to the lowly, the humble. You know your place. You've put yourself under Him. You've given everything to Him. He is your all. He's above all things. You give thanks to Him with your whole heart. Everything about you, everything you do, it's all in His hands. And so true thankfulness comes with the whole heart, with the humble spirit, with the name and the word and the ways of the Lord dear to us, dear to that person. True thankfulness comes in verse 7. And this is the difference between that shallow thankfulness, that cliche thankfulness, that mundane, I'm thankful, I'm so thankful, that mundane, generic thankfulness. True thankfulness comes from the lips of this person. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, You preserve my life. Though I walk, I don't sit, I walk, I'm moving. The king says, I'm moving, I'm active, I have things to do. So he uses the word walk. I walk, I live, I lead this nation, I meet people, I do things, I meet with kings, I have a family, I do things, I walk, I move. And there is trouble all around me. I walk in my life, he says, in the middle of trouble. There is trouble everywhere. Is there anybody in this room who would say, no, there's no trouble everywhere for us? Nothing for us to think about. No, there's trouble everywhere in our nation right now. Goshen has a mild case of trouble. There's trouble everywhere in our nation right now. And though I walk, I still do life in the midst of trouble. You preserve my life. You hold my life in the palm of your hand. Every breath I take is yours. And as Jesus told us in Luke 12, I can't add 1 hour to my life, and neither can you. No one's going to cut my life short but the Lord. And it's not short. It's right when He said, He requires my life. There's a day, there's a moment, there's a date, there's a time. And I know that, and I rest in that. Whether I'm 62 or 83 today, there's a date on the calendar, and I rest in that. And though Terry walks in the midst of trouble everywhere, danger everywhere, there's only one that preserves my life. It's Him. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. And your right hand delivers me out. You and I do not live, at least here in Goshen, we don't live under the wrath of our enemies. We have an enemy and he is so wrathful. That's the enemy you and I live under right now. Don't you think for a minute the Lord can't keep you and deliver you and walk you through the wrath of even our enemy? He will. And He does. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Danger on every side, and I walk right through the middle of it. Here's a verse to highlight. Verse 8. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Would you say that with me? The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. One more time. All of you aren't talking. Some of you are kind of mumbling. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Is somebody going to stop Him? No. Are you going to stop Him? No. He will do it. And He will preserve your life no matter where you walk, no matter what you do. You can't add an hour to your life. Only He knows. You can walk to hell and back, and He will preserve your life. And He will fulfill His purpose for our life. That's so good to know, isn't it? That's so good to know. Lord is good. That person who understands that will sing thanks to the Lord. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me, your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Your hesed, that merciful, kind, gracious love. For that person who bows themselves down, who sings with their whole heart, who knows, I have walked through a minefield. And you know what? The Lord planted every step of mine. I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff comfort me. That person just grows in thankfulness to the Lord. Now, let's say there are those who proclaim the Lord, but they're not in His Word so much, and they don't know His ways. And it's going to be very difficult for them to know how to walk through trouble and see the Lord preserve them and hold them. And not only that, bear fruit through them, right through this mess. And that's where you and I are at, quite frankly. We walk through trouble. This life is trouble. I'm here to tell you, you can walk right into it and through it with those promises. He will fulfill His purpose for you. He will preserve you no matter what and bear fruit through you. No matter what. No fear. No fear. That's true thankfulness. When you've been rescued, when you've been saved, when you've been delivered, you don't walk around trouble. You don't try to avoid every little, You know what? The church in America needs to get over our infatuation with living the trouble-free life. Don't you? We need to get over our infatuation of, oh, there's drama there, there's trouble. You know what? You are not going to live life long without drama, trouble, frustration, heartbreak, illness. Is anyone here up to this point, you've had a journey without any heartache, any problem, any trouble? Until like 83 years old, you had any struggles, trouble? Huh? No? Donna, are you? You got a 100-year-old mom. She'd been through any hard times. And the church of all things, we're the ones who need to get over this idea. God is going to just clean up my life and give me smooth sailing. Like the fool, your life could be required of you tonight. We need to go into the difficulty, like King David. He said, you delivered me from the wrath of my enemies, but don't you think for a minute, read your Old Testament, there weren't battles to fight. There weren't men lost in those battles. There weren't bruises and scars and hurt. We need to get over this idea of a church that lives this pristine kind of life with the Lord in our yard. And trouble never comes my way. That's a myth. No, the real difference, the real praise about us is we're somewhat fearless. We know who preserves our life. And we walk wherever He tells us to walk because we know His ways. Oh, He's taking me there. This will be interesting. We know His ways. His name's above every name. I follow the Mighty One. There's no one that can stay His hand. That person has a thankfulness unparalleled with that generic, pristine, quiet, keep my clean little self here, professor of faith. The person who's been through battle after battle after battle and is not afraid to walk through another one because they've been delivered. They know the real King. That person will sing praises with their whole heart, and you will look at them and their eyes will be closed. There may be tears coming down their face. Every part of their being will sing praise to the only one they're ever going to bow down to. This life is a vapor. And the Lord will fulfill His purpose for me, no matter what. I like the way He ends this psalm. Do not forsake the work of your hands. You know what He just said? no matter what. Don't stop. Lord, don't stop the work you've got going with your hands in my life or anywhere, no matter what. Don't stop. Whatever you have to do with me, Lord, don't stop. Whatever your purpose is for me, Lord, don't stop. You have my life. You preserve my life. And I know full well I can't add an hour to it. That's a small thing, but I can't do it. So, Lord, I'm just telling you, no matter what, here I am. No matter what, here I am. Build your kingdom. Build your kingdom. So, trouble will come. Trouble will come. And you and I will walk through it. We'll walk in the middle of it. A year ago, our nation was pretty peaceful, I'd say. Remember, can you remember back when it was just the gender thing, the transgender? I mean, wouldn't you love to have just that day back? I mean, that's all we have to worry about. And then it was COVID. And now it's our social justice issues. And trouble is just piling up. And I'm going to tell you, there's none of it that the Lord does not preserve our lives through it. None of them are a grain of sand on a beach compared to the Lord and what He's able to do. Oh Lord, don't stop the work of your hands. No matter what, Lord, when you require my life, take it. Fulfill your purpose in me and call me home. But until you do, I will walk through the middle of this trouble knowing you have me. That's it. Day after day and year after year, the person who has learned the ways of the Lord will give thanks like you have never understood. Because He's preserved our life over and over and over. So, we need to adjust, I would say, adjust our thinking from the comfortable, problem-free, issue-free life we'd like to put ourselves in to more of an adventurous life where we walk into and through the midst of this life and its troubles knowing Him. And the reason I would say that is Jesus walked into Jerusalem for you. Will you walk into your Jerusalem for Him? I say it all the time. Take up your cross. But I don't see it happening. I see us. He walked into His Jerusalem for us. Will you walk into your Jerusalem for Him? Knowing He will preserve your life. He will require it at the moment He's determined, and He will fulfill His purpose in you. Will you walk into your Jerusalem for Him? Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. Now, there's one last verse. And it's really good that we were talking about. Sometimes when we pray, he answers yes, and sometimes he answers no. That's good. I was happy to hear that. Because when you walk into trouble, if you're going to walk through the middle of trouble, knowing the only protection, the only person, the only thing I have is Him. I'm not going anywhere until He calls me. When you walk into that trouble, you are praying, are you not? You, like me, are praying. And there are some times when we just see movement. I mean, it's just like, boom. And there are other times I don't see movement. So this is my encouragement to you for those times while we're waiting to see the Lord's ways develop. Right? This is my encouragement. And this has been my prayer. I'm going to tell you, this has been my prayer for about 2 or 3 weeks now. I've been just going back to this psalm and going back to this psalm, asking the Lord, do you want me to share this, or is this just for me? Or what is this? And this is my psalm for the last 3 weeks, I'd say anyway. And the verse that has been my key verse is verse 3. On the day I called, you answered me, my strength of soul you increased. You might have said no, or you might be waiting. There might be something a lot bigger, but as far as I can tell, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't do anything about the social justice issues. I can't do anything about the COVID issues. I can't do anything to change anything at that level. I can just walk through the middle of it. And what I need, if I can't see change on the horizon, what I need, and this is what I have honestly been praying for, Lord, strengthen my soul to walk through the middle of trouble. Lord, you preserve me. I am all yours. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. So, Lord, you are my all. You are everything. My protector, my guide, my God, my Savior, my Father. It's all my chips are on you, Lord. Everything is on you. And there's nothing I can do about all this stuff. I can't change it. So, Lord, give me the strength of soul to walk through it, to stay on your ways, on your mission. I have what will change a life, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. May I walk into battle with the gospel of Jesus Christ. May I walk and know your ways. Lord, I need strength of soul. That's what we need. Right now, all you can do is read the paper, watch the news, dial it up on the internet, and day after day after day after day after day, more of the same, more of the same, more of the same, more of the same. That's not my battle. A good soldier doesn't entangle himself with the wars and the affairs of this world. The gospel is my mission. And I will walk right into battle, right down the middle of it, knowing He preserves my life every second, every moment, every hour. I'm not going anywhere until He says so. and He will fulfill His purpose for us. That's so much hope. That is so much security, so much peace. You fear? Do you fear like I do for your grandkids? Mother's guy right here. Has he got a road ahead of him in this nation? Caleb, I'm going to give you a solution. It's this. I'll just be honest with you. As us old people look at this nation and where it's going, we're just like, oh my goodness. And the same Lord that walks us through it will walk you through whatever lies ahead in this nation. If you stay on His path and go His way and let Him have you, He will preserve you and you will not leave this planet one second before it's time. And He will fulfill His purpose for you, and you stand before Him. He will say, good and faithful servant. That is your answer. Social justice, medical health field, politics. And if that tickles your fancy, go for it. But whatever you do, if you walk His way, you have nothing to fear. No fear. Old folks, live it for these young folks to see, will you? Live it for these young folk to see. They don't need a bunch of scared, frightened, pristine little Christian families. They need to see warriors. They need to see warriors, not afraid of this life. They need to see older Christians living it out. Talk about the glory of heaven, the glory of absent from the bodies, present with, oh, how glorious it is. I'm staying home. There's too much going on in the streets of my city. Oh, you of little faith. Our God is good. And you are safe. You are safe. And when you step off this planet, you do go to a mansion. To the Savior, to streets of gold, to no more tears, no more oxygen, surely. No more issues. Live like that. Live like that. My grandkids need to see it. My grandkids need to see people, parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, living for Jesus like they know Him. Like He is their everything. Everything. You'll change your world that way. And He'll give you strength of soul to do it. When it gets really, really hard. And there's nothing you can do. He'll give you strength of soul. Let's pray. Lord, this is Your word. It's Your promise. You don't break promises. Many of us have never seen trouble like the troubles our nation has today. So You've taught us a little something about ourselves. But Lord, we're here now, as Debbie talked earlier, we're here humbling ourselves before You and seeking Your face, turning from our sinful ways, trying to control our life. Lord, we are in Your hands. Here we are, cornerstone. giving ourselves to you entirely. Thankful for the promise. Thankful for your name and your word and your ways. When we're faithless, you are faithful, and we're thankful. Lord, you are good. Fulfill your purpose for us. And don't stop. No matter what, don't forsake the work of your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.